Beyond is sponsored by the Malone Society, the permanent utility of original texts. Go to malonesociety.com for more information. Beyond presents Fragments, the story of the creation of Eve, with the expelling of Adam and Eve out of paradise, by Stephen Pruitt. Otherwise known as the Norwich Grocers Play A. Good title. So there are two plays associated with the Norwich Grocers Guild. This first one dates to around June 1533 and survives with some gaps in an 18th century transcription of an earlier original, so there are lots of issues with the text that we have. The Norwich Corpus Christi cycle underwent some changes in 1527, with a redistribution of the responsibilities for the production of the pageants. Of the 12 plays in the sequence, this is third, and it seems that it took a few years for the Guild to rework the play to how they wanted it, as well as spending some money on a new costume for the serpent. This version presents the text as faithfully as we can, though there is a gap in the narrative for the actual expulsion after the return of God, when you might hear a thunderclap and some disapproval. That's where the break lives. And we haven't as yet commissioned a song of wailing and weeping, so the last two lines of the text is presented as a plain text. As we mentioned that this is play A, there is a play B, another version of the same story from about 30 years later. We will hear that version very soon. But for now, Beyond presents the story of the creation of Eve with the expelling of Adam and Eve out of paradise by Stephen Pruitt. With Song Marshall as Eve, Benjamin Finch as Adam, Larissa Oates, Serpent, and Alison Wishmore as God.
Ego Principium, Alpha et O, in Altissimus Habito. In the Heavenly Empery I am resident. It is not seemly for man, sine adjutorio, to be alone, nor very convenient. I have planted an orchard most congruent for him to keep and to till by contemplation. Let us make an adjutory of our formation to his similitude, like in plasmation. Into paradise I will now descend, with my ministers angelical of our creation, to assist us in our work that we intend. Asleep into man, be supporation to send. A rib out of man's side I do here take. Both flesh and bone I do this creature bliss. And a woman I form, to be his make, semblable to man. Behold, here she is.
Oh, my Lord God, incomprehensible! Without miss is thy high, excellent magnificence. This creature to me is nunc ex ossibus meus. And virago I call her in thy presence, like unto me in natural preeminence. Lord, honour and glory to thee I make. Both father and mother man shall for her forsake.
Then, my garden of pleasure, keep thou sure. Of all fruits and trees shall thou eat and feed. Except this tree of cunning, while ye both endure, ye shall not touch it, for that I forbid.
Thy precept, Lord, in will, word, and deed shall I observe, and thy request fulfill as thou hast commanded, it is reason and skill.
This tree is called of cunning, good and ill. That day that ye eat thereof shall ye die. Morte moriemini, if that I do espy, show this to thy spouse now, by and by. I shall be absent for a time and space. A warned man may live, who can it deny? I make thee lord thereof. Keep well my place. If thou do this, thou shalt have my grace. Into mortality shall thou else fall. Look thou be obedient when I thee call.
Omnipotent God and High Lord of all, I am thy servant, bound under thine obedience. And now, my Creator, one God eternal, what thou commandest, I shall do my diligence.
Here I leave thee, to have experience, to use this place in virtuous occupation, for now I will return to mine habitation.
O lovely spouse of God's creation, I leave thee here alone, I shall not tarry long. For I will walk a while for my recreation and see over paradise that is so strong no thing may hurt us nor do us wrong. God is our protector and sovereign guide. In this place none ill thing may abide.
Oh, gem of felicity and feminine love. Why have God unto precept prohibit this fruit, that ye should not eat thereof to your behove? This tree is pleasant withouten refute.
Nay, forte, we should die, and then be mortal. We may not touch it by God's commandment.
Nec quam quam, ye shall not die perpetual. But ye should be as God's resident, knowing good and ill, spiritual. Nothing can dare you that is carnal.
For us then, now what hold you best, that we do not our God offend?
Eat of this apple at my request, to thee Almighty God did me send.
Now will I take thereof. And I intend to please my spouse, thereof to feed, to know good and ill for our meed.
I have walked about for my solace. My spouse, how do you? Tell me.
An angel came from God's grace and gave me an apple of this tree. Part thereof I give to thee. Eat thereof for thy pleasure. For this fruit is God's own treasure.
Adam! Adam! Where art thou this tide? Before my presence, why dost thou not appear?
Oh, with dolorous sorrow we may wail and weep. Alas! Alas! Why were we so by our foul presumption we are cast full deep, for pleasure to pain, with cares manifold.
With wondrous woe, alas, it cannot be told, for paradise to punishment and bondage full strong. Oh, wretches that we are, so ever we shall be enrolled, therefore our hands we may ring with most doleful song.
With dolorous sorrow we may wail and weep, both night and day in sorry sighs full deep.
In the creation of Eve, with the expelling of Adam and Eve out of paradise by Stephen Pruitt, Eve was played by Song Marshall, Adam by Benjamin Finch, The Serpent by Larissa Oates, and God by Alison Wismore. The text coach for the production was Liza Graham. The Norwich Grocers Play A was produced for the Beyond podcast by Robert Crichton. Support the podcast by becoming a patron. Our Patreons get to vote for our next production, as well as getting early access and exclusive releases. You can subscribe to the podcast for free or support our work for as little as £1 a month. Patreon.com/Beyond Shakespeare. Alternatively, you can support our work with a one-off donation on Ko-fi.com/Beyond Shakespeare. Links are in the show description. Goodbye. Beyond is sponsored by the Malone Society. The Malone Society is dedicated to textual scholarship in late medieval and early modern drama. It publishes editions of early printed and manuscript texts of plays, plus collections of documentary material relating to the performance and reception of early drama, offers research fellowships, grants and prizes, and supports symposia and performances. For more details, visit MaloneSociety.com.